With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. State regulators Wednesday will start considering whether Montana's largest electric utility should be able to pass costs onto customers for money it lost in the summer of 2018. That's when the Montana Department of Environmental Quality temporarily closed sections of the Colstrip coal-fired power plant over air pollution concerns. Colstrip part owner Northwestern Energy lost millions of dollars in the 3 months the state shut Unit 4 down for noncompliance with the federal mercury and air toxics standards. The company hopes to recover the cost of energy supply it had to buy in the open market because of that power loss, in addition to making up the difference in expected revenue during the closure. And it's looking to its customers, ratepayers, for that money. Northwestern and interveners in the case before state regulators estimate the three-month cost recovery somewhere between $1.2 million and nearly $7 million. That would be rolled into Northwestern's request for a total of $23.8 million to be passed on to customers for 1 year to make up for unexpected costs in 2018 and 2019. The Public Service Commission will consider whether that'll be allowed during a hearing over the next few days, starting Wednesday. Consumer advocate Montana Consumer Council and environmental advocacy group, the Montana Environmental Information Center, argue that Northwestern should not be granted cost recovery. They say the shutdown was avoidable and Northwestern was at fault. Northwestern argues the opposite. Northwestern customers began paying an increased interim rate October 1st, and a typical residential customer will see an average increase of about $3 on their bill. Customers will be refunded if regulators approve the increase. The hearing will take place this week, and the PSC is expected to make a decision sometime in late summer. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.